This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire. I opened up hour number one telling you about Donald Trump Jr.'s line to Democrats. And you could loot in person, you could vote in person. I love it. I think it's great. I also mentioned a big, stunning primary victory for Laura Loomer. At least Democrats in the mainstream media thought it was a stunning victory in Palm Beach County down in the Palm Beach, Florida area. But I didn't think it was stunning because I knew that Laura Loomer has raised $1 million, real money. And, outraised the entire field of Republicans by a mile. So I figured she'd win. And she won pretty easily. And she'll be the guest on today's show in this hour at about half past. So at around 8:34 or so, East Coast time, 5:34 our time in the West Coast here in Vegas, we'll have Laura Loomer here with us, the big winner of the Republican primary down in Florida. No surprise to me. I knew she'd win it. The question is, how will she do in the general election? Goodyear is on the hot seat. It's a bad year for Goodyear. They had a diversity training seminar. I'm so sick of these things. I can't stand them. You know, here's a Black Lives Matter leader defending looting and rioting. We saw it in Chicago. Now we see it in New York. Looting and rioting is just fine because you owe us reparations. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, and it's a Marxist organization out to turn the United States of America into Venezuela or Cuba and ruin our lives and steal our money. And yet, you've got a Goodyear corporation that has diversity training and teaches people that it's okay to wear Black Lives Matter paraphernalia, to wear a hat, to wear a t-shirt, to wear a shirt to work that says Black Lives Matter, as if that won't turn off all your customers, huh? And not just white customers. There are plenty of black people who don't like Black Lives Matter and realize that defunding the police is a tragic mistake that will get people killed, including their own kids in the neighborhood. And so it's a giant mistake, giant, to tell somebody that it's okay to wear Black Lives Matter and it's okay to wear gay shirts and gay hats that, you know, celebrate gay and lesbian and transsexual and bisexual. But then you tell them, on the other hand, in the same diversity seminar, and we've got the photo of the slide that they're teaching them, you can't wear MAGA, you can't wear All Lives Matter, as if that's a crime and that's racist to say All Lives Matter. And you can't wear Blue Lives Matter, as if Goodyear believes it's okay to kill cops. Blue lives don't matter. Only Black Lives Matter. Not Asian lives, not white lives, not Jewish lives. Only Black Lives Matter. Not police lives. And I'm a white person, so, I mean, just kill me. It doesn't matter. That's what Goodyear thinks. So President Trump has asked for a boycott. I asked for it last night. I was the first one in the country, I think, who saw this and tweeted out and put out the posts at Facebook and Twitter and my new favorite site, Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and told everyone we've all got to boycott Goodyear. 63 million Trump voters got to make sure the message is heard loud and clear by Goodyear. No more tires. That's it. Done. No more Goodyear on my vehicles. And President Trump did it today, and the mayor of a Kentucky town said no more Goodyear on our police vehicles. Trump is now saying he may take Goodyear off of his car, you know, the famous beast that drives him around Washington, D.C., and wherever he goes, I guess, has Goodyear tires. And Trump says, let's get him off. And we have to send a message to these corporations. I'm not going to allow it anymore. None. So it's great that Trump mentioned the boycott, and I think it's really going to take, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. And here's the number one issue for Trump in the election. I've said it again and again. It's the suburbs. It's law and order. It's people understanding that they're bringing the looting and the rioting to the suburbs by building low-income housing in the suburbs. Nobody wants to live in the suburbs. No one wants to escape from the looting and the rioting and the high murder. The numbers are through the roof. The high homicide rate. And you're going to escape it, and they're going to bring it to you. They're going to ship those people to you. It's like school busing. Doesn't everybody admit school busing was a disaster? School busing destroyed schools. School busing caused me to almost die at Mount Vernon High School. You bust bad people into my school, and suddenly one of them had a machete and tried to murder me. Well, guess what? Obama's policies to bring low-income housing to the suburbs is exactly the same as school busing. You bust bad people into nice neighborhoods, and you ruin the nice neighborhoods. And now you're going to bust bad people into permanent living conditions in my nice neighborhood and destroy my neighborhood. I can't think of any better topic in the world. Let's go for it. I dare you. Let's go, Democrats. Let's make this the big issue. Because there are no white people anymore, and there are no Republicans anymore living in big cities, in inner city neighborhoods. So we don't expect to win the vote in those neighborhoods. But the white people and the Republicans and a lot of smart black people with families have escaped, have run from and escaped inner city communities to the suburbs. I think everyone who's in the suburbs is a survivor. And not one of them wants their neighborhood to be ruined. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're gay. You don't want your neighborhood ruined. You ran away from the city. So I challenge Democrats. Let's make this the big issue. Let's make this the big issue of 2020. I believe it already is. But let's debate this. Let's have this debate out in the open. I spent $500,000 on a house. I spent $750,000 on a house. I spent $1 million on a house. And you think it's okay to build low-income housing next door to me where people are going to be renters and they can't afford a dollar? The rent might be $1,500 a month, and the government's going to pay the entire $1,500, Section 8 housing. And you want to build that next to me, and they have a right to be on the same block as me, even though I spent $1 million on a house. Good luck to you. There's nobody in America that supports that, except for people in inner-city neighborhoods who want a free ride. And guess what? They vote Democrat or don't vote at all. So it doesn't matter. You're not affecting one single vote. You're not changing a vote. But boy, are you going to turn off all of suburbia. Not white suburbia. White, black, and Hispanic suburbia is going to turn against you forever. So I think that's a great column for me this week, for my nationally syndicated column. That's the biggest issue in America. What Biden wants to do to the suburbs and how Trump is protecting the suburbs. And sure enough, here's an article that comes out today. Trump pushes saving suburbs from forced diversity. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump hosted an event at the White House yesterday to commemorate women gaining the right to vote. But the reporters in the room were more interested in Trump reversing an Obama-era rule that aimed to force diversity into suburban neighborhoods in the guise of making every neighborhood accessible to people of all incomes. In practice, that meant requiring neighborhoods in cities across America to allow the inclusion of multiple unit and low-income housing. First of all, do you know what low-income housing looks like? The average reporter is a liberal white snob, and they've never been in black neighborhoods. They don't know what low-income housing looks like. Okay, I campaigned for office in the projects of New Rochelle, New York. I know what low-income housing looks like. There was pee on the floor in the lobby, all over the lobby. People just whipped it out and started peeing. There was graffiti on the walls. There were people being mugged. There were drug deals right in front of me when I campaigned door-to-door. Drugs. That's low-income housing. That's the reality of low-income housing. So good luck with multiple unit and low-income housing units right next to me in a beautiful, nice suburban neighborhood. Trump tweeted about his effort along with Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. Trump said, "The suburban housewife will be voting for me. They want safety, and they're thrilled that I ended the long-running program where low-income housing would invade their neighborhood. Biden would reinstall it in a bigger form with Cory Booker in charge." See, Trump does things that nobody would ever do, ever even think of doing. This is way too low-class for Jeb Bush. That's why Jeb Bush doesn't have a title anymore. He's not a governor, he's not a senator, and he sure ain't the president. Jeb Bush never got close to being the president. Democrats and others, see, he wasn't smart enough to understand how this issue resonates. This is just like the people for Trump. I call it the whisper vote. They'll never say out loud for Trump. They'll walk up to me and go, are you Wayne Root? I love you. I'm for Trump. Thank you for all you do. They never say it out loud. They whisper it. And it's the same thing. They'll whisper, I don't want low-income housing next to me. They don't want someone to build low-income housing next to them. Nobody does. No black person in the suburbs does. No black homeowner does. No black business owner does. No black man and woman in an intact nuclear family that's got three kids wants low-income housing next door to them. They escape the city to get to the suburbs. They don't want their city looking like inner cities. And you go, oh, Wayne, that's racist. Really? It's racist to not want your neighborhood to look like Baltimore? To not want your neighborhood to look like Detroit? Or Cleveland? Or Chicago's inner city? Where 50, 60, 70 people shoot each other each weekend? Yeah, nobody wants to say it out loud, but everybody thinks exactly like me. And that's why they're going to vote for Trump. And that's why they listen to my show. Because I speak for you, and I say it out loud, and I say it loudly and proudly. I don't want a bunch of bums in my neighborhood. I don't want Section 8 housing in my neighborhood. I don't want high-density housing in my neighborhood. If you can afford to live in my neighborhood, and you're black, I couldn't care less. But if you can't afford it, you have no right to get it. Handed to you by government with a welfare check. Democrats and other Trump critics claim the effort is a dog whistle to scare suburban white women into voting in November. You know what? I think suburban white women are going to vote for him in November. I think you guys are so dumb. When you talk about dog whistle, the average liberal who's saying this couldn't spell dog if I spotted them the D and the O. You bring this issue up. It's great. Fan the flames of idiocy. Ask people if they want low-income housing next door to them. If so, vote for Biden and Kamala Harris. Scream it from the high school.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. Hold on to your seatbelt. I'm going to get back to this suburban issue in just a second. It's a great issue. And now I'm going to get back to California. I want to talk about the latest tax proposed for California. Did you know that the latest tax is so high? But that's not the issue. It's that if you decide to leave California, they're going to tax you for the next 10 years. Now, this is so unconstitutional. They're trying to say that if you live in California, California owns you. You're a slave. I thought Democrats are against slavery. You're a slave. They're saying you can move to any state you want, but you're going to have to still pay California taxes after you leave. Can you imagine the insanity going on in the United States of America today? That one is never going to pass constitutional muster. Never. Like, you owe your success to the state you're in. So how do you explain this? I was successful in New York, I was successful in California, and I've been successful in Nevada, where the income tax is zero. I don't owe anything to Nevada. I don't owe anything to Governor Steve Sisolak. I sit here and I make my money. I can make it in the Cayman Islands. I can make it in the Virgin Islands. I can make it in Puerto Rico, where they charge income tax of 2%. I can move to Puerto Rico tomorrow and make the same amount of money and pay 2% tax, federal tax. Do you know that? 2% tax in Puerto Rico if you move there from the mainland. I don't need California to make money. What an insult. They believe in slavery in California. All right, Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And because I want all of my fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can outvote the liberals for many, many decades to come, I recommend Strauss Heart Drops. They've helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. They sold over 1 million bottles Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Stress heart traps don't interfere with any prescription drug. Stress Naturals guarantees you satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. They sold those 1 million bottles, all of them, in Canada. And now they've come to America for the first time on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. That's the, T-H-E, powermall.com, Strauss Heart Drops. And then click on cinnamon flavor. That is the flavor to get. So I want to get back to this suburban thing. Because Trump pushes saving the suburbs, and liberals don't get it. They're in a dream world, and that's fine. Let them keep bringing this up. You're a racist if you don't want low-income housing next door to you. Really? Because the suburbs are now not a white thing. It's not white in the suburbs. 30% of the people living in suburbia are African-American, Hispanic, and Asian-American. And they're minorities. And trust me, they don't want bad people coming there either. They ran away. The American dream is to run away from bad inner cities and make it to the suburbs. It's never changed. My dad grew up in Brooklyn. Brownsville, Brooklyn. Pitkin Avenue. And my dad ran away from Brooklyn. And he married my mom and they settled in Mount Vernon, New York to get away from it all. They went to Westchester County to get away. And that's been, by the way, the number one aim of all liberals in America is to destroy Westchester County, New York, where I'm from. Because it was just too white for them. They didn't like it. It was too white. Well, it wasn't white because I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, and it was a majority-minority town. Or maybe it's minority-majority town. I don't know. Whichever one it is. But minorities made up the majority. Majority of my town. And the 80% plus, I think it was 90% of my middle school and 85% of my high school was black. But that was at the very bottom of Westchester County, where it's Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, and Yonkers, which are very minority towns. But then the whole rest of Westchester, Scarsdale, Harrison, Rye, Bedford, Katona, rich, 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 100% white. And they didn't like that. They try and destroy it. They try and bus in people who are going to destroy your area, who bring with them all the problems of the place they came from. See, I don't think black people bring problems. If they can afford to buy the same $500,000 house or $1 million house next door to me, I don't think they bring any problems at all. But if you bring someone and say it's Section 8 housing and it's a small apartment next to my beautiful McMansion, guess what? They're going to bring all the problems because you haven't changed a thing. They lived in the inner city. They take drugs. They use drugs. They sell drugs. They got hookers on the corner. They got drug dealers on the corner. And you think you're shipping to my neighborhood, it's going to be any different? It's not. It doesn't matter if they're black. It doesn't matter if they're white. Nothing but trouble coming your way when you build low-income, high-density housing in a nice neighborhood. You're destroying the values of the people that live there. And the suburban housewife who's got two kids and wants them safe and doesn't want her kids going to the high school I went to, she's never going to vote for you. It's all over for Biden. Keep bringing it up. You guys are so dumb. You're walking into the trap of all time. Keep bringing up suburban housewives and low-income housing. God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the UN should reimpose sanctions against Iran, claiming the country is not complying with the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama-Biden foreign policy failure. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash.
Joe Biden's old boss is getting ready to provide a boost to his presidential hopes. Former President Barack Obama is on the lineup for night three of the Democratic National Convention that's being held virtually from Milwaukee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right. right, Wayne Allyn-Root, great guest. I promised you we'd have Laura Loomer on the show. She won the Republican primary for Congress in Florida's 21st district yesterday. I was there first, I will proudly say. I endorsed Laura from the very first moment, and I knew she'd win this thing. It was never even a doubt in my mind. She out-fundraised and she out-energized and out-hustled all the traditional and establishment Republicans who were running against her in the primary, and they all had the fancy endorsements of the D.C. types, and they went absolutely nowhere, and she won it by a large margin. Great job, Laura Loomer.
Thank you so much. And you were right. You were one of the first to endorse me, one of the first that had the courage to actually come out in support of my candidacy. And so for that, I thank you. You've always been such a big supporter and a loyal friend of mine. And so I really appreciate that, Wayne.
All right, so let's talk a little politics here. Because first of all, let's talk about how you won. How did you win? Why did you win against all odds? First of all, it's a pretty Democrat district, Palm Beach is. But you were in a Republican primary, and the people there are very rich, very elitist, very snobby. It's got to be one of the top five richest districts in America, I would think. And that's not what you would think of as a place where they would support someone who's more of a conservative, more of an insurgent. You know, you're not an establishment type. You're not a rhino. How did you beat back all these establishment candidates?
Well, look, my candidacy is much bigger than just a candidacy, right? It's a movement, and it's a movement that has captured the hearts and minds and the attention of millions of American patriots all around the country. And, you know, look, this is the most exciting watched congressional race in the nation, and it always was, even as a primary candidate, just given the circumstances for which my congressional race evolved and, you know, the egregious election interference that has been carried out against me as a candidate. And I've really distinguished myself as the most Trumpian candidate in the race. I'm the only candidate, and I was the only candidate, who actually had a proven track record of being an America First patriot and fighting back against the radical left. I'm literally banned everywhere because I was so effective at going after the most radical members in the Democrat Party. And look, censorship is un-American, and millions of people are starting to wake up to what big tech is doing in an effort to steal our elections. They're censoring the president of the United States. And ultimately, you know, I am the most banned, censored woman in the world, and I was patient zero for these tech companies. And even as a declared candidate for Congress, and even now as the Republican nominee, these companies have refused and are still refusing to give me equal access. So my campaign has no social media. And Americans have a real sense for unfairness and injustice, and we are a country of people who want to see wrongs, you know, fixed and addressed. And so I do believe that that also contributed to my victory because a lot of people, they really want to send a message to the radical left and the tyrants in Silicon Valley who are suppressing our speech every day.
Well, you did it. You pulled it off. And tell everyone how much money you raised in a GOP primary with no social media, no establishment supporting you, no backing from the RNC or anybody like that. I assume no big, you know, individual donors, gigantic billionaires like the Koch brothers and never on the side of people like you or me or Trump. So how much money did you wind up raising just in this primary?
I raised over $1.2 million just in the primary. So...
And who was the closest to you? Who was the closest to you out of all the Republicans running against you, all these establishment types?
There was one guy who raised maybe $90,000.
$90,000 and you had $1 million+. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Now, you did have President Trump's endorsement. Is that correct?
I didn't have his endorsement, but President Trump had retweeted in support of my candidacy twice. You know, and you can infer that however you want to, you know, when people are saying that Laura Loomer is going to win, she's the best candidate in the race, and then President Trump retweets that and it's his district. I mean, some people called it an endorsement. I didn't, but clearly the voters realized, just like President Trump realized, that I'm the best candidate for this district. And President Trump did submit a signed ballot. So, you know, maybe someone at the White House press briefing room out asking who he voted for in the Florida primary.
Let's hear about your opponent now. Now you have to re-gear, and everything is about your Democrat incumbent United States Congresswoman, who I believe is extreme, extreme left, and you got to go after her. Tell us about your opponent.
Well, I'm running against a radical Democrat, a do-nothing Democrat, as She's a Pelosi puppet, as President Trump called her last night. And I like to think that President Trump reads my campaign emails, because I definitely have referred to Nancy Pelosi's puppet, the Pelosi puppet, as Lois Frankel. So we also call her Lazy Lois, because as a four-term Democrat incumbent, she has done nothing for the people here in District 21. And she's called Lazy Lois and Pelosi puppet because she has a 100% identical voting record to Nancy Pelosi. And she's basically like Nancy Pelosi's lapdog. You know, when she says sit, she sits. When she says jump, she says she jumps. When she says bark, she barks. And she was one of the first Democrats in Congress to call for President Trump's impeachment. She is something that you and I both hate, and that is she's the epitome of a self-hating Jew, a traitor to her own people, standing with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and anti-Israel, you know, pro-Palestinian thugs. She's getting thanked by the the Hamas-funded Palestinian media for attacking Israel as a Jew, for trying to annex parts of Judea and Samaria. So, you know, she not only has completely let down the people of District 21, but, you know, Jew to Jew, I think that this is something you would agree with as well. How can you trust somebody to represent a district if they're going to be a traitor to their own people? She doesn't even have enough principles to stay loyal to her own kind.
Well, let me ask you this, Laura. Laura, how Jewish is the Palm Beach district? Is it a large percentage Jewish Democrat? Is that the issue?
Well, yeah, there's a substantial Jewish population here in the district. And the reason why I'm emphasizing that she's Jewish is because I'm also Jewish, as you know. But I'm a proud Zionist. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to come out and say that there can only and will only ever be a one-state solution for Israel. I'm not here to pander to the jihadists in Congress and to the Palestinians who, you know, want our members of Congress to promote BDS legislation so that our strong relationship with Israel is destroyed. And so there are a lot of Jews here in the district, and it's going to be the first time in U.S. history where a Republican Jewish woman goes up against a Democrat Jewish woman. And there's obviously not just Jews here in the district, but, you know, when you look at comparisons between Lois Frankel and I, you know, we're Jews on opposite sides of the coin. And it's ironic because she's such a dishonest liar on top of being lazy that she's now going around in her first interviews after ignoring me for an entire year as some woman banned on social media. She's now calling me a white supremacist. So I don't know. I must have, like, lost the memo in translation at the last KKK meeting when they said
how much they like Jews.
I'm not doing a very good job as a white supremacist, am I?
All right, so how do you go after a district that is mostly Democrat and mostly very rich Democrats? So they've got, you know, gigantic $20 million and $50 million mansions. You can't walk door to door. They've got gates, so you're not getting into their, you know, gated mansions and their gated communities. How do you get the message out in that district?
It's not just all wealthy people. The median income here in District 21 is $55,000 a year. And so while you're right, there are a lot of very wealthy people who live here in the district. This district, I believe, has the biggest discrepancy between wealth brackets in America. You know, you have the uber rich here, the multi-millionaires and billionaires on Palm Beach Island. Okay, President Donald Trump is a resident of the district. You know, Rush Limbaugh is another prominent individual who is a constituent here. But most of the people here are not wealthy. They're making $55,000 or less, and so. You know, I'm an everyday ordinary person, and I've always been a woman for the people. And I said last night in my speech that I'm not going to Washington to be one of them, as in one of these, you know, political elites. I'm going to Washington as one of you, the people. And I believe that the American people are in desperate need of a fighter right now, people who are going to stand up and fight for the American values and fight back against the radical left and fight back against this lawlessness. Somebody who's going to take a firm stand and restore law and order to our cities and to America, because we are watching the absolute destruction of America right now. And where is Lois Frankel? Besides, you know, sitting on her ass in her apartment in West Palm Beach, taking selfies of herself, proxy, having Nancy Pelosi proxy vote for her. Well, Lois Frankel is tweeting things like she supports Black Lives Matter, and she's telling violent Antifa terrorists that they are peaceful protesters and thanking them after they threatened police officers, shut down traffic, and destroyed property here in West Palm Beach. So she's got to go. Okay, she's got to go. There's not going to be law and order in Palm Beach County if Lois Frankel is still the congresswoman representing the district.
All right, so let me ask you this. Has a Republican ever won this seat?
Well, prior to it being gerrymandered by the Democrats in their efforts to steal elections and suppress voters, which is the only way these people know how to win, this actually used to be Allen West's district. So, yeah, Allen West, who is another firebrand conservative who generated a lot of, national press coverage, he held the district before.
And then they redistricted it. I get it. Is that why he lost? Yeah. That was the reason he lost, got redistricted. All right, well, you've got a big fight in your hands, but you got a national name. You could raise big money. And I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people that are going to do the whisper vote, you know? They'd never say out loud they're voting for Laura Loomer, but they'll go into the voting booth, and in privacy they'll say, this might be fun. Let's vote for her and see what happens when she gets to Congress and faces off with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC. This could be a lot of fun. Laura Loomer, we're rooting for you. Thanks for coming on the show. Congratulations on a big victory.
Yes, thanks, and people can donate to my campaign at LauraLoomerForCongress.com. Every dollar.
LauraLoomerForCongress.com. LauraLoomerForCongress.com. I'm telling you, give her a few bucks, everybody, no matter where you are. It's going to be fun to see her at Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com, or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you about Linda Sarsour. Terrible, terrible woman. She was allowed to speak at the Democrat National Convention. Can you imagine who okayed that person speaking at the Democrat National Convention? She is a Jew hater. She is an Israel hater. And they went out of their way to disavow her, the Biden campaign. Oh, she's not ours. They distance themselves. She's not ours. Except, here's the thing. She went out of her way, Linda Sarsour, to make sure that she said, oh no, I am today's Democrat Party. I love it. Today's Democrat Party, the same one in California that now says giant tax increase for wealthy people, and we're going to make it so you can't leave. Even if you leave, you owe the California taxes each year for the next 10 years after you leave. Folks, you know what that's called? Slavery. I escaped California in 2000 and, I don't know, I think it was 2002. And I never paid another dime in California income taxes. Can you imagine if they were allowed to say from 2002 to 2012, I owed taxes to the state of California? But of course, you understand why. Maybe I saved $20,000 a year. Let's say that number. It's probably more than that. It's probably 30 or 40. But let's say I saved $20,000 a year by moving away from California in 2002. So then between 2002 and 2012, they would have collected $200,000 from me, $20,000 a year times 10 years, $200,000. And that's grossly understated by me. So probably it's $40,000 a year I saved by leaving California. So they would have collected $400,000 from me when I didn't live anywhere near their state. I lived in Las Vegas, 5 hours away from L.A., 5.5 hours. I have nothing to do with California anymore, and they still would steal $400,000 from me. And you say, well, what would you have done with that money? What did I do with that money? I invested in a nicer house. I bought a nice car. I put safe, beautiful, brand-new tires on my kids' cars. The car my kids were driven around in, so I knew they were safe. I took vacations with it. I enjoyed life. It's my money. It's not your money. State of California has nothing to do with my success. You didn't allow me to make money. What are you, communist dictators? Are you Nazis? I've never heard of such a thing in my life. The minute someone moves, they don't owe you taxes anymore. I love this, though. This is all great. because it's scaring the bejesus out of everyone in America. They all have to understand that you got to get away from liberals because they are communists and they're looking to destroy us all and steal our money. I've got a sponsor I want to talk about, Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals. You know I hate masks. You know I can't stand masks. You know I think they're a complete scam. Sweden has the best response in the world to the pandemic, and they've gotten rid of COVID, and they've gotten rid of COVID deaths, and they don't wear masks. They don't even want them on public transport. And they say there's no reason because all the studies prove absolutely nothing. There's not one study that shows masks work. Not one reputable study can prove that masks work. There's not out there. And there's quite a few that show they don't work. So all things considered, I'm not a mask fan, and yet I went out and found us a mask sponsor. Why? Because you have no choice. You have to wear them in the state of Nevada. You have to. So thanks to Governor Sisolak, you have no choice. So you've got to get a great mask that doesn't bother you, that doesn't irritate your skin, that people can understand you underneath the muffled zones of the mask. Can you imagine if I did a talk show with a mask on? You wouldn't understand what I was saying. Well, that's how I feel when I talk to waiters now. I have to ask them to repeat it four times. What did you say? What did you say? Can you pull the mask down? And then they're afraid if they pull it down, the whole restaurant will be shut down. So they have to tell me four times for I understand what the hell they said. Waiters need a translator now. I can't understand anything people say behind a mask, but if you have a Boomer Naturals mask, I can understand you. It's breathable, and it's comfortable, and it's affordable, only 30 cents a day. It's got highly protective nano-silver technology, which aids in the filtration and blocking of droplets and tiny particles. It's great stuff. And they're in stock, and they've got kid sizes and adult sizes. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20, and you get 20% off every order at BoomerNaturals.com. So next time you need a mask, great prices, and they're a friend of this show, a friend of Wayne Allyroot. It's good stuff. BoomerNaturals.com. And you got to wear one. So there's no choice. So wear one that works and wear one that's a friend of the show. So the Biden campaign distanced itself from former Women's March leader Sarsour, Linda Sarsour, after her DNC Democratic National Convention appearance. A spokesman says Sarsour has no role in the campaign. Then why did you allow her to speak at the Democrat National Convention? It's amazing. Remember, she got fired from the Women's March because she was so radical. Her and Tamika Mallory were kicked out of the Women's March organization due to concerns of anti-Semitism, following statements against Israel and claims that Jewish activists were being excluded from the Women's March. She's a vocal supporter of the BDS movement that calls for a boycott against Israel to try and bring Israel to its knees and starve it. And meanwhile, Joe Biden's convention is hijacked by people like this. It's an absolute joke, and they're trying to have it both ways. You can let a radical communist, Muslim-sympathizing Jew-hater speak at your convention on national TV, but then you could say she's got nothing to do with my campaign, and I didn't approve it. And I called bullspit. That's a lie. Joe Biden, your name is tied to Linda Sarsour. Radical nutcase. Wayne Allyroot, the warrior. By the way, speaking of boycotts, boycott Goodyear. Don't ever allow Goodyear tires on your cars ever again. And if you can afford it and you've already got them, get rid of them. And tell everyone you know to get rid of Goodyear. Goodyear hates you. They don't like policemen. Police Lives Matter isn't allowed. Black Lives Matter is okay. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.